And a quick announcement, happy to be back in the country. And you notice I'm not wearing the standard garb the rest of my fellow council is wearing. And Mr. Hennigan has asked me to dress down if you want to start wearing shorts and t-shirts now that the summer is coming.
Hawaiian shirts.
So we'll start seeing a progressive nature in the dress. Good to see everybody. Roll call. See, everybody is here except Dr. Bonzer and Sharon, I saw earlier.
She's here. She's in the restroom.
Okay. Brian, you're noting right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we will go ahead and I'll move to the proclamation in a couple minutes when Sharon gets back. But Danny, would you do the invocation for us?
This council meeting helps us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values, give us strength to hold to our purpose and wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate. And I'd like to have a little bit of personal thoughts here as Adrian Bonder is in the hospital tonight. Keep her in our prayers.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. And Tom, do the honors for us.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, yes.
Just a general announcement to everyone. This Saturday, the 14th of March, it's starting at about 7:30 at the North Atlanta Church of Christ. There'll be a gang gathering to clean, shine, and fix up Dunwoody. There are over 200 volunteers from the church alone, besides other volunteers that are volunteered. And we will be cleaning all the road signs in Dunwoody. Hopefully when we're done that day. We need weather prayer, by the way, for that. But all the road signs will not be green anymore, but they'll be the normal color. And the other thing they will be doing is some work at various places around the city to do some maintenance work for the sides. So if you pass the word, if you see them out in the street, please drive carefully around them. And secondly, if you will provide them with some water, if you have a street sign of any kind in front of your house, they would really appreciate it because they're going to be doing it in 5-gallon buckets. There's going to be over 25 crews of five workers per crew throughout the city. We've divided up the city in various areas. So anybody else wants to come out, come on out. Again, it's going to kick off at about 7:45. That's 7:45 a.m. for all of you. This Saturday morning at the North Atlanta Church of Christ up on Roberts Road.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Danny. And we're skipping now, by the way, fellow council to a little bit of H here, and then we'll go back. Does anybody have any announcement they'd like to make yet, John?
I'm going to be participating in a St. Baldrick's fundraiser for childhood cancer, whereby I shaved my head and I'm taking donations. I'm looking forward to the event, and on top of that, I'll be participating on the St. Patrick's Day parade, riding at the float for Fidel Irish Pub. In support of St. Baldrick's Foundation for to cure childhood cancer.
That is wonderful. Thank you for that announcement. Thank you for doing that. Would you please wear a hat at the next time? Any other announcements?
I want to make a second announcement of this. April the 18th, we're having a bicycle ride around Dunwoody. Just want to make that announcement. I see our event sponsor is here tonight, Sam. Will be the event sponsor. We're going to be raising money. The participants will be paying a fee to ride in the event. It'll be a modest fee, and they'll get T-shirts with this kind of inscription logo on it. And the monies that we collect will go to the city of Dunwoody to start building a bikeable, walkable community. We encourage everybody to participate.
Very good. Thank you. Any other announcements? Yes, John.
This Friday morning, a number of members of the City Council, including the mayor and police chief will be attending Chestnut Charter Elementary School to participate in Junior Achievement, where we talk about how the city was formed and what it means to the students of the community, students of the school. So I appreciate members of the council joining in, the chief with that. So thank you, chief.
All right, any other announcements? All right, seeing none, we're going to jump up and Sharon, could you read the proclamation, please?
Whereas Alexander Borowski was born in Lenin, Ukraine on March 22, 1909, and whereas Alexander Borowski lived through and survived all the turmoil of the 20th century and outlived the communist regime that eventually took over the birth country, and whereas Alexander Borowski has led an interesting life as a missionary who brought hope to the lives of numerous people in Eastern Europe and the United States, and whereas Alexandra Borowski's interesting life has given her the tremendous opportunity to be a person of the world, speaking as well as singing fluently in five languages, and whereas the city of Dunwoody wishes to honor Alexandra Borowski, who will turn 100 years young on March 22, 2009, and as such will become the first person in the newly incorporated city of Dunwoody to reach 100 years. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the city of Dunwoody Mayor and City Council, and in recognition of the life and work of Alexandra Borowski, and in further recognition of Alexandra Borowski being the first person in the newly incorporated city of Dunwoody to reach the milestone of 100 years of life, March 22, 2009, shall be known as Alexandra Borowski Day.
Fantastic. Thank you. Just to give everybody a heads up on this proclamation, I think everybody is aware of it. For the community, as Sharon said, the first, we believe our first citizen in our new city that hit 100 years old, aside from Councilman Shortle, but that's but we are, she's definitely has a great and an interesting life from what I've read of her, and on Sunday, this coming Sunday, for her birthday, we'll be presenting her the proclamation, and we're proud to have her as a member in this community. Brian, can you refresh my memory?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I wrote the lady there, Tim Hesko, that sent the email out to us originally, and she sent me back, and I asked her what the secret of her life was, and now I'm taking this up because, as you said, I'm getting pretty old, is that she takes one aspirin a day, and she never eats canned fruits or vegetables. She eats fresh fruits or vegetables, so
see
me at the market. Oh,
is that right? Very interesting.
Let's get that
farmer's
market.
Yeah. That's fantastic. And she's on the right?
Yep. No, that was the lady that runs the...
Oh,
runs
the... Yeah. Okay, moving on to the minutes. Any comments on the minutes?
Do you have a motion to approve?
Somebody?
I'll second.
Right, discussion on this, Danny?
Yes, on the February 16th minutes, under chapter 23, the ordinance, instead of a standard poll, it was to use a standard white fixture system to match the PCID on the main thoroughfare of Dunwoody.
Okay.
You need to repeat it, Chairman?
No, sir, I'm not.
All right, any other discussion on the minutes?
I see that there are none. All in favor of passing the minutes as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Minutes pass. All right, the meeting agenda. Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Brian.
I would recommend to add two minor things to the agenda. One is that we have two permits for alcohol, which we need some fees for, so we'll recommend some fees.
They're relatively straightforward and simple. The other one is the AGL contract. We finally got their copy back. We've got two very minor changes I'd like to present to the council. I can go over the line-for-line changes with no problem, so I don't think it'll take much. The AGL contract and alcohol resolution fees.
Okay, so I will make a motion to amend the agenda to add alcohol permit fees and also the AGL contract.
Okay. There's going to be L5 and L6. So there's going to be L5 and L6.
Yes.
Is that your question, Ben?
No. Further amend the agenda by under other business to include discussion of Senate Bill 164 and House Bill 516.
As 164
and House Bill 516.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, so we've got, we are adding alcohol permit fees as L5, AGL is L6, and the discussion of Senate Bill 164 and HB 516, that's all can be in one group, as L7. All right, second, any discussion on the... If there's none, all in favor of the amended agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, amended agenda. The agenda is amended. The meeting agendas are amended. All right, public comment. All right, Mr. Sims, if you please make your way to the podium.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate your review of this topic. I ask the City Council to support not changing the ordinance in order to allow what appears to be the Dunwoody Homeowners Association members or members of other civic organizations located in Dunwoody to serve on those organization boards while at the same time serving on city boards. I think if we are going to have a true transparency in our government, we are going to have to ask people who volunteer to be involved fully or not. It leads to a conflict of interest by its very nature to have people serve on boards of different organizations with different competing agendas. Adding the appointees to the city boards originally was an easy decision. I think it is time to pause and see if we truly want to have all citizens of the city be part of the governing process rather than only citizens who participate in few select organizations. I'm sure if we assess the talent base of our fair city, we will find many people of equal knowledge that will be interested in serving this city if just asked. If we continue to amend our ordinances to fit the needs of a specific city group, organization, or neighborhood, such as the drinking in the parks with the Dunwoody Nature Center, then we will not be a city government made for all, but for all except for a few select. Dunwoody already has too much internal politicking, and we don't need to encourage more. I urge you to vote no to the changes associated with citizens serving on boards of multiple organizations. Besides this, the ordinance has already been voted on and passed by this council on 5 separate occasions. I don't know if it was timing on purpose, but I just want to commend Councilman Ross for passing on the torch to the Dunwoody Preservation Trust, an organization that he helped start and lead for many years. For me, that speaks volumes to his character that he brings to the table concerning this subject. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Sims. Burl Cole.
I'm Earl Cole. My comment is Pembroke Run or Park. If you walk out to Carrot Island, you play some time with the kids. I was out this weekend, and it was great. And there's water fountains there, I guess, over 2 years now. I was wondering if somebody could take a look at that. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. All right, Molly Portis.
My comment is I think it might be advisable that all the parties in the city of Dunwoody, the Chamber of Commerce, the Dunwoody Preservation Trust, and the, you know, our council members and our mayor, work together to make an overall plan for what they want the city to be. In other words, everybody would be involved, similar to what your concern was when you talked about the different representation. But I think if we had an overall plan that we were looking for this kind of retail network, that we want this kind of business attracted to the city, you know, what direction we want the city to go in, before we start fractioning out and fighting, you know, I don't want to say fighting with each other, but having different directions that we're all seeking, it would make more sense to me that we all had one general focus. That's my two cents.
Thank you, Ms. Portis. Joe DeVita.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and City Council, for allowing us to speak tonight. I also echo Molly Forrest's comments. Right now, our business economy is in dire straits. Our economists are projecting that this economy is not going to turn around quickly. It's not going to be a V-shaped rebound like we've experienced in the past. This is going to be a U-shaped rebound, and we're going to be at a depressed economy, or at least in a recession for quite a while. This puts our business community in dire straits. There are many businesses that are barely hanging on as it is. Anything that happens that's unexpected, maybe the straw on the camel's back to cause them to close the doors. Our tax digest needs this revenue. If we don't maintain the revenue we have, we're looking at raising taxes onto our homeowners. Our business revenue is variable, and our homeowners' taxes are fixed. So if we don't maintain the revenue we have, we may be facing the very difficult decisions moving forward. So it's time for our community to unify, especially decisions when it comes to when they affect the business community. There are two things that I have concerns about tonight. One is how we handle our Convention and Visitors Bureau. That is something that should be participated by all of the stakeholders that are affected by this. Not only the hoteliers, but our local civic groups, the business community represented by the Chamber of Commerce and other organizations, and as well as the City Council. And if we get together and act in unity, we can leverage our resources and really, really reach the economy of scale that we can and promote the city economy. Another concern that we have is addressing business licensing. Keep in mind that many of our businesses were not involved in this whole process of education over the past several years. They weren't involved in the vote to become city. And many of them aren't even aware the requirements are going to be placed on them in just 5 days. We have 5 days in order to get all of our business licenses renewed. From what I've seen is that we may not have a process that's capable of managing that. And I just want to say that the Dunwoody Chamber of Commerce wants to do everything it can to be an active partner in the community. Why not use the resources we have, the volunteers that we have that are available, the space that we rent, to help the business community transition in the process of cityhood. If we do that, if we unify our community, we can certainly promote our city of Dunwoody to be a great place that it is, attract the visitors, and maintain our tax digest, and keep the taxes low for our residents. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. DeVita. Jim Murphy.
Hi, I'm Jim Murphy. Resident of Dunwoody since 1978, and my point that I want to bring out is after reading the RFP for the telecommunications audit, as a communications vendor, I chose not to turn it in, and for other reasons. One of the things I noted in the RFP is that there is no weight given to local vendors that pay taxes inside the city itself. I'd like that to be considered for future RFPs. As Joe DeVita has said many, many times at our chamber meetings, he wants the money that's stayed in the Dunwoody. And I would like to see local vendors given more weight. There's no weight given whatsoever to a local vendor. It could be used as a tiebreaker. The two bids are almost exactly the same. There's some weight can be given in that direction. But we'd like the money kept here in Dunwoody.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Jennifer Krebitz?
Good evening, Mayor and Councilman. My name is Jennifer Krebitz. I'm the branch manager with Ironstone Bank. I'm right at Dunwoody Village and Chamblee-Dunwoody Road. The reason I have a concern this evening is I have recently applied to have additional lighting installed on my property. I've recently been notified that my property does not provide sufficient lighting for my customers and other Dunwoody residents to use the ATM that's located at my branch. Through working with the ordinance department with the City of Dunwoody, I have learned that the City of Dunwoody has some different regulations from what the state of Georgia requires, and I'm just asking for the council to review those ordinances so that what is applicable for other locations of Ironstone throughout the state of Georgia would also be applicable for the location here in Dunwoody.
Thank you. Okay, Joan Schumach? I'm sorry, Joan.
No problem. A lot of ways to spell it and say it. I got the joke. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. I am a business owner. In fact, I'll be celebrating 20 years this month in the city of Dunwoody, as well as a homeowner. In looking over my renewal for my business license, there were some questions that I had as I went through that and some conflicting information, and I started checking with other folks that I know as well and trying to see what information and resources were available. One area of discrepancy is the tax rate class 5, which is for delivery vehicles. In the letter, cover letter that was sent out, the rates are supposed to be the same for the city of Dunwoody as it is in DeKalb County. And on the DeKalb County site, it has 0.00066. And some of the information that came out from the city had the 66, some of it had the 62. Recent information I've looked at today had the 62 rate. So that's, you know, one area that I've noticed there were some discrepancies. And talking with an attorney today, she's in the area of business law, she said that the due date, usually for attorneys, for their fees, is in December. And there was no exception information that was in what was sent out. Other concerns was that there is no posting of Chapter 15, which I believe contains the ordinances for the business licensing. And I looked again today on the website, the city website, did not see that. I was trying to find some clarification. And then knowing what the expected turnaround time is, those were some questions that I got this evening. We're wanting at the chamber to host an assistance session because we're here this last week to make this process easier and make sure that there's good clarification. And so we're seeking to get all the answers of this. We'd like to have the support of the city council as well at these sessions or to educate us so we can give out correct information to aid the city in gathering this. There also seems to be not a sufficient publicity about the need of this. As Joe had mentioned, one lady who attended the meeting tonight said she was not aware that she even needed to file a business license. She has a business that's, that she runs from her home. So I think that's, you know, and the concern of everyone that we get the word out and get the correct information out.
Thank you. Mr. Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. When we were working for the city, I know for me, four things were important. One, that we were family friendly. business friendly, organization friendly, and then we use best practices. And I'd like to talk with you about being business friendly and using best practices. As you know, the hotel motel tax is 5%, 3% goes directly to the city. So 2% is really what we're talking about in terms of what we do with that. And from my perspective, that money needs to be used for the hotels and the businesses that they serve. My understanding is we've collected about $120,000, and on your agenda tonight is whether we should bank it. Let me just explain. The hotels in Dunwoody are facing a very difficult time. This is not time to put money into the bank, but it's time to put it to work for the hotels. What I would not like to see is the money build up over a period of time to raise substantial funds, which may be used for something else outside the business or hotel community. I mean, whether that is a tourist attraction, I'm sorry, that's not what Dunwoody is about right now. What we need to do is invest in our hotels, who will help us in the long run in terms of making our economic viability come back sooner than it would otherwise. And, you know, it's interesting. We need to invest the money in these businesses that will increase our tax base overall. We do that, I think what we'll find is homeowners will pay less at the end of the day. Now the question is, what should we do in the short term? Well, in the short term, we have had a relationship with the DeKalb Convention and Visitors Bureau. Is it great? No. Is it adequate? Yes. And I think we should go ahead and use that relationship with this money to help them maintain or get out of the hole that they're currently in. Because if we don't, we're not going to spend any money to invest in our hotels right now when they need it right now. And now the next question becomes, well, you know, what has the Convention Bureau done? Well, we know over the past year they put 7,500 room nights to the four or five hotels here in Dunwoody. And that's important. They have provided a service versus no service whatsoever. Now, long term, I think it is important that we do spend the time and we bring all the stakeholders together, whether it's the hoteliers, whether it's the business community, the city folks, as well as some of our nonprofits in the area, to talk about what is best for Dunwoody. And let me just say this. I think what will be best for Dunwoody in the long run is truly the private model, not the public sector model, but the private sector model. Let me just give you a case in point. The organization to which my office belongs is going to put on a convention at the end of the summer in Savannah. We'll have about a $2 million impact. But when I went to Savannah just this past Friday and met with the Chamber Convention Bureau, I could not tell the difference. They were housed together. They worked together. They provided the services I need to provide what we want for the members that will be attending this conference. And that's important because it does need to be transparent. When asked about how they were made up, the answer was simple. The business community sets the agenda and partners with the community, with the city, and make sure that they both are achieving their results. But the business community does have the advantage of being more flexible, can do things quicker, has fewer regulations over it. And quite frankly, when we think about Dunwoody today, I mean, let's be a little bit honest here. We have enough government in Dunwoody, perhaps. We don't need more, especially when the private sector is there to help us. And that's what I'm asking, that we do take the time to meet, sit down, and talk about the private sector model for our Convention Bureau here in Dunwoody, so it can serve our hoteliers as well. It can serve our business as well. And by so doing, it serves the citizens of Dunwoody extremely well. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Bob. Last but not least, Mr. Lunsford.
I wasn't going to say anything tonight until the first gentleman spoke about the amendment regarding the debt exchange. There's probably nobody in this room who has more history or experience with the Dunwoody Homeowners Association than I do. And I marvel when I read the blogs, and I marvel when I read the paper about the pseudo-government of the Dunwoody Homeowners Association, how this board of councilmen is heavily influenced by the inside trading of the Dunwoody Homeowner Association. A councilman on this board had made the comment that we keep involved in the DHA, but I don't remember ever seeing anybody, with the exception of Mr. Wright when he was the president of the Dunwoody Homeowner Association. But for the record, we are in a honeymoon period with the city mayor and city council. We are living with the wonder of a new city, the wonder of a city council elected on transparency, elected on for the people, we're going to do things for the people, and this is not going to last. It didn't last in Sandy Springs, it didn't last in Johns Creek, and it surely hasn't lasted in Milton. The Dunwoody Homeowners Association, for the last 30-plus years, has provided a pivotal role for no benefit of the members of the Dunwoody Homeowners Association, with no governmental aspirations that I want to be mayor of Dunwoody or city councilman or a commissioner from DeKalb County, but for the betterment of the homeowners in Dunwoody. And for this council to try to exclude, and all I've heard about is other boards, but every conversation has always gone back to exclude the Dunwoody Homeowners Association from serving on boards. A Okay, if you take that stance, then I would say that Mr. Ross should have resigned from the Preservation Trust the minute he got elected. That Mr. Wright may a member of the Rotary business community in Dunwoody, may have a conflict of interest, should have resigned from the Rotary immediately. Okay? Mr. Hennigan showed up to every meeting, but was never a member of the DHA, but saw what the DHA did. Okay? I think it's vital that we keep these two things separate. If it wasn't for the Dunwoody Homeowners Association, I think I'd see three or four presidents in this room right now. Mount Vernon, the folks at Dunwoody Village would not look like Dunwoody Village. The buildings you have in Perimeter Center wouldn't have half the amenities that they have in Perimeter Center. Okay? The streetscapes, the roadscapes, the overlay districts, everything that we take for granted as a community wasn't done because the government in DeKalb County wanted it. It's because the Dunwoody Homeowners Association acted as the lobbyists to get things through to the DeKalb County delegation. Looking at the new ordinance, I'm on your planning commission. I have a big question. If you pass that ethics ordinance, don't change this ordinance to allow me to sit on both, I may resign from the planning commission. That may get a lot of people on this board very happy. But what the DHA can do, which you can't, which your city council can't, which your city manager can't, your director can't do, okay, is that you are bound by the code. You can say what can be zoned, what can be built, what can be allowed, and what the setbacks have to be according to code. But over the last 15 years, the Dunwoody Homeowner Association has been able to step outside of those legal requirements with the governing authority and strike deals with developers, binding contracts with developers to give us architectural control and review before things go up, change silver and steel buildings into bronze and earth tone buildings, to have hotels reduced from 15 stories to 10 stories, to have a hotel that's planned on Asher Dunwoody Road with no access to the public, now convert that hotel and redesign it to have a staircase going in that hotel so the people of Dunwoody can access that property. That's what the Dunwoody Homeowner Association did. I find it personally insulting that this council goes and has an ordinance change and represents the DHA at almost every term, okay, and forgets that the DHA laid the groundwork for all this to take place. Before most of you in this room even lived in Dunwoody, the Dunwoody Homeowner Association, through Gene Williams and Paul Player and countless others, had a major impact on what this city is right now. And to look at an ethics ordinance that may be general to exclude those, but have the conversation come back to the Dunwoody Homeowner Association is flat out wrong. And the gentleman who spoke first has no idea what's involved in the relationship between DeKalb County and the Dunwoody Homeowner Association, and hopefully the Dunwoody Homeowner Association and the City Council. It's not politics. There's no personal gain. We've spoken for 30 years for the benefit of every single homeowner in here. Okay? I read and I laugh at Homeowner Association, at letters to the editor about the DHA stepping in and saying how high my grass is going to be and what color my front door is going to be. I don't care. But the DHA deserves some respect. Okay? Change the ordinance, but then make it universal and wipe out anybody who serves anything. And that includes the Rotary and includes any other private organization you're in. But do not single out the Dunwoody Homeowner Association.
Thank you, Slug. Yeah, yeah. All right, that was the end of our public comment. And I'll move again to mayor and council comment one last time. Start down. Robert.
Good. I'd just like to make a couple of comments with regard to the Convention Visitor Bureau. We've had many, many meetings with the hotel owners, the hotel managers in the Perimeter Center. We've got five hotels there, three different management companies, the W Hotel, the Crown Plaza, the Suites Hotel that's owned by Intercontinental Hotels Group, the Marriott, as well as the Embassy Suites, and we've met with the managers of all those except for the W Hotels. And during the past 3 months, we've been assimilating as much information as we can to really put together the right kind of organization for the city of Dunwoody. And to that end, we're in the final stages of that. We have a meeting set up on Friday, which we're going to meet with the hotelers again. But the fact is, the monies that are there, it's going to be spent properly. To the extent that somebody's making suggestions that we're going to take that money and use it for means other than promoting the heads to beds and making sure that our community is run right, it's absolutely wrong. And I take offense to that. We will be recommending to the mayor a type of organization that we should have. I've polled a number of CBBs in the metropolitan area as well as outside the metropolitan area to determine what would be best for our community, and we'll be making that recommendation shortly, and you'll be seeing an ordinance to that effect coming up on our agenda in a very recent year meeting. But to that end, we are working diligently to do that. I think every business in Dunwoody, every business in this country is going through some kind of pains because of the economy. The hotel industry certainly is no exception, particularly the high end of that. In our first meeting with the hotelers, they gave us the numbers from 2008, and that number is down some 18 to 20% year over year to this point. And we will be assisting them in assisting the hotelers in putting heads on beds.
Thank you, Danny. Danny?
Yes, concerning water in the parks, this last Tuesday, we met with the deputy park manager in DeKalb County and a gentleman named Steve, who owns a maintenance facility out there. And that was a question about the Brooklyn water, and that was to be turned on this week. So if it's not turned on, just let me know and I'll get back with him because I've got his card.
Great. Excellent. Thank you for that update. All right, seeing there's no other other comments, we will move on to unfinished business. And Sharon?